Hello and welcome to Assignment on the BBC World Service. I'm Nina Robinson and this week I'm in one of the biggest urban slums or favelas of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. It's called Rocinha, where over 100,000 people live, and it's where a hugely ambitious experiment to rid the favelas of drug gangs is being ramped up to a new, much larger scale to include places like this.
It was the quietest I've ever heard Rocinha. It was, and you know, this is a noisy, noisy, noisy place. And it was, you could hear a pin drop in Rocinha. It was eerie.
It all began here on November the 13th last year, when Rio's elite squad conducted a sophisticated military operation. Marcos Burgos has lived in Rocinha for over a decade. He recalls what happened that night.
The next thing I remember, I had a hard time going to sleep, but the next thing I remember, around 4 a.m., I just heard this noise. It felt like an earthquake going by, and it was basically like these tanks that were going up the street. They were so wide, they were too wide for the road. They even scraped up some of the sidewalk and people's doorsteps and stuff, and it was just like rattling the house and the windows. Then there were helicopters flying everywhere. You know, we knew it was on.
TV news cameras show press photographers following the hundreds of police and Navy commandos as they walk with their rifles pointed through the narrow alleyways.
I didn't even go out of my house to get a picture because I was scared that, I don't know, I was just scared that a policeman might react and blow my head up. But the amazing thing was there wasn't a gunshot.
This is surprising for Marcos because people who live here are more used to deadly security clampdowns. According to official figures, there were 372 deaths by police across Rio in the first half of last year. With such a notorious reputation and locals caught in the crossfire, the Brazilian government have launched a long-term program known as Pacification of the Favelas. Over $4 billion US dollars will be spent in 10 years on infrastructure in these areas, with an aim to bring peace to communities blighted by violence.
This tour will be a walking tour, okay? Because just walking, we can see everywhere. So if everybody's in a good shape, let's go walking, okay? My name is Rihanna Rejane Reis. I work inside Rocinha for 18 years, and I stopped in this year because we have many violence inside, so I needed to stop.
Rihanna is showing me around Rocinha on a guided tour she organizes for tourists. She's just started them up again after a year of disruption caused by gang wars and petty shootouts. Since the police raid here, she's issuing new advice on taking photos.
So inside the favela, you cannot take pictures from kids, neither the police, okay? Before, I always said, you cannot take pictures from the gangs. But not the gangs, they are not there anymore. But we can see the police, so it's forbidden to take pictures from the police, okay?
We've just been in the favela just for 2 minutes, and we're already seeing the elite force police squad dressed all in black with heavily armed rifles, and they're just patrolling the area. So we're going through quite a narrow alleyway now. You can smell the bread. There's a baker's around here. The houses literally back up onto one another. It's quite narrow. If you look up, you can barely see the sunlight because it's blocked through with all of the housing that is above our heads. It's a real rabbit warren of alleyways that we're walking up now. And also you can see all the satellite dishes. Carrying on uphill, sometimes climbing up stone steps, my translator Fabiola and I stop and talk to people like 32-year-old Rosemary.
Rosemary Nascimento Lima.
Does she live in Rocinha?
Machado Rocinha, no caso, no Macega.
She lives in Macega, it's the highest part, Macega.
Right. So what does she think of the pacification? Do you think that it's a good idea?
Tá. Ótima ideia.
Calma. She's nodding quite ferociously. Why is it a good idea?
Ah, porque tá mais calma, pode ficar na rua, com mais vontade, pode ir pra escola.
She said it's much more quiet, calmer, relaxed. Before that, it was a bit dangerous to go up and you smell the some smells of drugs and marijuana. Nowadays, you don't have this problem. The security is much better.
We talk to Rosemary with her two young children by her side as she waits in line outside a government recruitment van. Stage one of the plan to bring peace to the favela is for the police to take control. Stage two is to bring in social services and government agencies like this mobile jobs van, which advertises vacancies and issues ID documents.
Taking the identity card for workers' card. Tomorrow she has an interview for a job.
So you didn't have this card before?
Deal? She lost the first one.
Eu tenho que ir lá na cidade fazer exame.
She said, if you want to work, we want opportunity, and we are waiting for those opportunities to hope she can get better works and better salaries.
And this is where going up these steps to go and get her work card. I mean, that is the first step towards employment, basically.
Helping people into jobs is an important element in removing dependence on the drug economy. But as we carry on walking with Rihanna, we quickly notice the scale of the government's task ahead, starting with the favela's electricity and water supply.
So we have open sewers here.
Look at the water system. And the tubes, white one, you can see everywhere. So look at the sanitary system as well.
Wow. So now there's a hole in the wall here. And just looking down is just like a huge amount of rubbish, plastic bags, rats, and the water just flowing down. And the rocks are covered in algae and mold. I mean, it's going to be a huge logistical operation for the utilities to come in and actually put in a working water system.
Okay, but if they cannot do, they cannot promise.
Public utility and repair workers are now, though, able to work freely inside Hosinha without fear of random shootings. Master Silva stands against a wall in red and grey uniform emblazoned with his company's logo when I talk to him. He's finding his job a lot less stressful.
I install satellite dishes and I also live here in Hosinha.
Do you find your job a lot easier, safer?
Yes, it's much safer to work here now, much less risk involved. There used to be a lot of pressure doing this job. You had to fit the dish quickly and move out. Now, it's all much quieter and calmer. Everyone who lives here really hopes that all the social services promised will come, like schools and water. I've also noticed a change in the attitude of the police. They used to be really aggressive, but now they're actually talking to people in the community. They're approaching us in a much nicer way, without their usual arrogance.
You saw the police just in the bottom of the favela. But where are them inside? We are outside.
As Rihanna points out, the police are nowhere to be seen deep inside the favela, where a maze of steep, narrow alleyways makes a perfect hiding ground for criminals. To tackle crime here will require cooperation from favela residents, which the authorities are trying to achieve with a new, friendlier attitude, which it's hoped will improve community relations. Anthony Goldenstein is vice president of Hosinha's Residents Association and witnessed this new approach during the police raid.
We know about the police's aggressive approach, but I have to say that in this case there was no brutality. On the night and morning of the police raid, we were asked to accompany the police. We were with the police and also the Brazilian Human Rights Commission, so we were monitoring them. We're hoping that the relations between the community and the police will continue to be good. We hope so.
Corruption has undermined efforts to build trust with the police in the past. Allegations of police and government officials accepting bribes from drug traffickers are no surprise to residents here.